Okay, hopefully this is working correctly. It's fucking Friday, and I finally remembered to fucking record my commute to work. Usually it's like I get to work, and I'm like, oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Or it's like I'll be getting out of work, and I'm like, well, I can't just record my way back, because that's only half of it. So, finally, I decided to fucking remember that I'm going to record my commute to work and back from work. So, hopefully this works. Hopefully it's not... like, background noise isn't loud because I'm just doing this on my iPhone. So yeah, hopefully this works. Alright. It is a lovely 54 degrees in the fucking sun. God damn, I swear I don't have a speech impediment. In the sunshine state. I also talk for a living, so I should learn how to enunciate things, apparently. Yeah, so I don't have any issues talking about my job, but part-time I work at an adult superstore. I love it. And the other half I work full-time at a community that captions phone calls for hearing impaired people. They never hear my voice. I listen to what they are hearing and I caption it in real time. So as the person is talking and communicating with them, I am also word for word, verbatim, repeating whatever that person is saying, and I am scanning my screen for mistakes. So in case like I say something and it revoices weird from our software, I have to quickly correct it. And it kind of fucking sucks when people either have accents or they talk really fucking fast. So yeah, that's my life. I sit on the phone every day, listen to people's conversations, and I caption them. And I hear some shit, I'm not gonna fucking lie. It's pretty fucking funny. Sometimes it's really boring because I only hear old people. Sometimes it's really interesting because people have sexual conversations. So yeah, that's my life. And then I also sell dildos for a living. I may not be good at retail normally, but I can sell the fuck out of a vibrator. I can sell, if you come into my sex shop, I can literally pick out any sex toy and be like, this is what you fucking need. You don't need anything else. Just go with it. And 9 times out of 10, people like that because they don't like shopping for sex toys. I don't know why. It's a great experience. Yeah, so that's my life in a nutshell. The newest thing that's going on is I mean November timeframe, I applied to 5 universities up in Manhattan, and I applied for fine arts and liberal arts programs. I'm interested in film and photography, specifically the production of films, like cinematography, that kind of stuff, not necessarily directing or screenwriting or acting, but what, like, the meat and potatoes of what it comes down to make a film. Alright, I'm gonna try not to cuss or flip anybody off, because when you live in Orlando, people fucking suck at driving, but it's 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and I'm pretty sure there's no one out here, which is good for me. So yeah, I applied to 5 schools in New York, and I applied to a film program in Vancouver. I heard back from 2 of the 6. I got into them. I haven't even heard back from the other one, so I have no idea if I've gotten into them or not. So I'm pretty happy that I got into the 2 that I heard from. But I feel like at this point, I'm really kind of, if I get into the school in Vancouver, like, I'm 100% going to go there. If I don't, I feel like it's kind of a toss-up if I'm going to move to New York City. I feel like it's a really good opportunity. I feel like I'm just nervous. The reason why I'm a little bit late to the game, because I am 23, I was in the military for 5 years. I joined straight out of high school. I was 18. I was in for 5 years, and I got out about a year ago. And I've just been working, and, you know, I was in school last semester, and I took this semester off. And I'm hopefully going to go back to school next semester, fall of 2017, full-time, and finish my bachelor's, because I do not enjoy school, not going to lie. But I was in the military for 5 years, so that is why I'm a little bit late to the game when it comes to completing my bachelor's degree, because I'm not like your traditional student at this point, so I don't know, maybe it'll help me if I'm in a more interesting place like Vancouver, New York City, to enjoy my studies more and not really focus on the fact that I'm probably the oldest one in the class. I don't know, we'll see. So I'm excited. I love New York City. I spent Christmas in Brooklyn. It was amazing. Super beautiful. Went all around. I went to one of my favorite bakeries, Milk, which is also in DC. And up until then, I'd only gone to the bakery in DC. Love it. You guys should go check it out in DC or in New York if you are ever there, if you live there, I don't know. Yeah, so it's really fun. Spent Christmas up there. It was great. I went home to North Carolina. Sometimes I have a southern accent, sometimes I don't. It just comes out at random times. But I grew up for half of my childhood in Phoenix, Arizona, and the other half in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I went home to Charlotte because that's where my mom lives. And I went snowboarding with one of my best friends who I was in the Navy with. She's still in the Navy, but we both live in North Carolina. So I think that's how we initially started bonding. I was like, "You're from North Carolina?" She was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Cool, let's be friends. We're both from North Carolina." And that's pretty much the extent of how you make friends in the military. Because pretty much usually the only thing you have in common is the fact that you're both in the Navy. And that is usually enough for me. Like, hey, like we both decided to fucking sell our souls for 5 years. Yeah, let's be friends. But with this particular person, we like instantly bonded, and she is like my best friend ever. I'm trying to get her on GWA. She has like the cutest southern accent. I think you guys would love it, but I'm trying to get her on GWA, so we'll see how that goes. But she and I went snowboarding, and it was great, and then I broke my rib, and that was not so great. I remember the day after snowboarding, it literally felt like a train had hit me. Everything was sore. And then maybe 3 or 4 days after, just my rib, like my chest was still really sore, and I was like, I just bruised it, no big deal. And then 3 weeks later, I finally went and saw my doctor, and she was like, yeah, you've had a fractured rib, you know, when was the last time you went snowboarding? I was like, about 3 weeks ago. And she's like, well, you must have had a fractured rib for 3 weeks. And I was like, what? No, that can't be a thing. Really? She's like, yeah, didn't it bother you? And I was like, well, it did, but I didn't think it hurt that bad. I don't know, I guess I mean, it was like a hairline type fracture. It was enough to be uncomfortable, so I really didn't think it was anything. But the lesson is that in that has taught me, if something hurts, go to the doctor, because you don't know what it could be. So that is what I've learned from this incident. I'm trying to think of other things that are interesting to talk about, because you still have about like 10, 15 minutes left of drive time. Thankfully no one is being stupid when they're driving. This is a miracle. I love this. Ugh. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm really, really excited to leave Orlando and only come back to Florida when I'm visiting. I feel like the appeal of Florida has left me. I moved here for a specific person, and that person and I are no longer involved, and now I have to figure out what I'm going to do with my life, because I'm not in the Navy anymore, and I don't have people telling me what to do and what to breathe and what to wear 24/7 anymore. I'm not going to lie, I kind of miss it, but that's okay. So I decided I'm going to go to school because I don't know what else to do. And I want to have a career instead of just a job that I do. I really want to have a career. I knew from the get-go with the military that was not going to be a career type thing for me. I was really good at my job. I was a weapons specialist. I'm fucking great at my job. But I knew that I was not going to do that forever. So, I have to find out what I want to do, and I think it is film. So we will see how this works out. My backup plan, and I think it's a pretty solid backup plan, is that I want to be a physician assistant, so who specializes in orthopedics specifically. The only issue with that is, you know, you have to get your bachelor's degree and you have to do 2 years of your master's. It's not even that. From PA students who I've talked to, PA school, like graduate school, is crazy intensive because it's only 2 years, so they're fitting a huge amount of information in 2 years, like a test every single week kind of thing, or even every other day in some programs depending on where you are. And I just feel like to put myself through that kind of like rigorous academic environment, I have to truly want it. I can't just be like, ooh, like being a PA, that's my backup, that interests me. I have to truly, truly like love it and breathe it and want it. And I can't successfully say at this point in my life that that is what I want. So I'm going to make sure that it either is or it isn't by exploring other options. And film and photography were things that were my passion before I joined the military. And even when I was in the military, I loved taking pictures and making short films. I don't know if you guys are ever interested, but I do have different things that I've shot that I'm not in. So if you're interested in seeing anything that I have made, I can send you guys some links. If you're interested in seeing videos of what my time in the military was like, I have those as well. But the only thing is, my face is in some of those videos, and I don't know if you want to ruin the mystery for yourself. So if you don't mind, I can send you that kind of stuff if you're interested in seeing what my life was like when I was in the military, because it was crazy, to say the least. I mean, I feel like, because I was in the Navy, so I feel like that is a very different type of environment than being in the Air Force, the Army, or the Marines, because I was literally in a steel box for 9 months at a time in the middle of the ocean, with no cable and half the time no internet, no phone calls, no nothing. And the only constant contact I had was the 300 people I lived with. And I mean, tensions got pretty fucking high. I feel like most of us had that mentality where our, you know, we all felt that, like, we were better than each other, we all felt that we were smarter than each other, we were all cocky to an extent. I mean, I feel like you have to be if you're in the military to, you know, take care of yourself. You learn to be overconfident about yourself and about your job, and so, I mean, when you get 300 people together who have that mentality, and you're stuck with them for 9 months, and we all don't want to be there, after about, like, the fifth month, we're ready to go home. Tensions run a little bit high, and they're definitely, oh my god, go away, motorcycle, leave me alone. That's right, leave. What was I saying? Oh yeah, there was definitely fights, on the deployment, the main one that I went on. I would, you know, walk into a room, and people would be, like, you know, nose to nose, screaming their fucking heads off at each other, and, yeah, that was the norm. So I feel like not much surprises me, not much bothers me, not much makes me uncomfortable. I wouldn't say I like being shouted at, but I feel like it's something that I know how to handle and receive well, if that makes sense. I don't want to say it like, oh, like I've been screamed at so much, like I'm used to it. That's not true. But I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of times people have that, at least in the military, on my ship, people had that thing of, if I tell you 3 times and you don't understand, I'm going to shout at you and hope that that makes you understand, which does not always work with people who are, you know, have been in for a little bit, but with the new people, the ones who are really scared and just got to the ship, it definitely works. I'm not gonna lie. There have been a few times when I have made a grown man cry just by yelling at him, and I'm pretty proud of it. I liked it. I had no regrets doing it. At the time, I felt like if you're going to be disrespectful to me, a woman who also happens to be your superior, I'm going to rip you a new asshole and I'm going to enjoy doing it. And if you happen to cry from it, that's not my fault because you're already being stupid in the fucking first place. So, yeah, I have no regrets when it comes to that type of thing. I'm not saying that I'm going to talk to other people that way because I'm not in the Navy anymore and I can't just scream at someone and have nothing happen to me. It's a different world when you're a civilian. And I actually enjoy that because no one can do that kind of thing to me. It's nice. Because let me tell you, 5 years of getting up at 5 a.m. and then getting to work and having someone, like as soon as you get there, having someone yell at you about something that you literally had no idea up until they started yelling at you about it. Yeah, that was my life for 5 years. I would get to work, be super happy, and then all of a sudden, I would be getting yelled at or blamed for something that happened in the night or happened after work, and I literally had no knowledge of it, but it was still my fault because it still had to do with my job kind of thing. So I don't miss that. I don't miss getting yelled at first thing in the morning. It's not my cup of tea. What else to talk about? Oh, tax returns! Tax returns are coming back soon, and I am going to spend all of mine on tattoos. Some of you know that I have 27, and when I really sit down and write down the ones I want, I should end up with, I think the number right now is 44. It's ever-changing. 44, yeah. So I should end up with 44 total. And if anyone wants to know, because I'm not going to go through it right now, it is too much to go through. If anyone wants to know the 27 ones that I have, I can tell you guys, shoot you some messages or let you know about that. And if anyone wants to know the ones that I plan on getting, I can also let you know about that. But I will tell you my favorite one that I have right now. I have a full sleeve on my right arm, but they're kind of two different pieces, but I still consider it a full sleeve because my whole entire arm is covered. But my upper bicep and tricep has a traditional English sailing ship, and it is being taken down by a kraken. I love it. It has a banner that says, "Let's turn the tides of war." So to me, that was kind of, it's not like directly like U.S. military Navy thing, but it's nautical themed. And for me, it was always kind of like, you know, the ship can be going down and it can seem like everything is a fucking shit show. Like shit has hit the fan and you think that it's all over, but it's not. It's not over. It's never over. And you have the ability to turn the tides. It's not necessarily always going to be war, but you have the ability to change things, even if you think you don't. There's always a choice, and there's always a way. If the Navy has taught me anything, it's like, and this is no way, if like, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but it's like, we are like cockroaches. We will always find a fucking way to survive. Humans are very willful, and we will always find a way. There's always a way to change something. So that's what that tattoo means to me. Not that we're cockroaches, but that there is always a way to change things, whether it's changing your outlook, changing your actions, anything. And you can do it. You just have to try. You just have to want it. So I need to get that colored in. It's just the outline right now. And it took like 2.5 hours last time, and it hurt so fucking bad. I feel like that is the main thing that has kept me from getting it colored in, because I am still a baby when it comes to like paying for my tattoos. I still get super anxious before every single one, even though I have 27 of them. Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy. But I still get nervous. I still, like, I'm not gonna lie to it. People are like, "Oh, you have 27, like, it shouldn't even bother you now." I'm like, sure. Having a needle jabbed into my skin over and over again for hours at a time, yeah, I'm totally used to that. No, it's something that I don't think I will ever be used to. Yeah, sorry to say, not used to that. Ever. But, so who knows. But I still want 44, so we'll see how this goes. Usually I try to, if I think of an idea for a tattoo or I design myself one or I did, you know, draw one up, then I'm like, hey, that'd be really cool, because of this, this, and this. I usually try and keep it for at least 6 months to make sure that I, you know, still like it after the end of 6 months. And then it'll probably take me about 6 months to, you know, finalize the design, find someone that can do the design the way that I want, not just something that can see the picture and be like, ooh, I can, you know, make it like this, this, and this. No, like, I want them to keep what I have. I'm not interested in someone changing it. So it usually takes about 6 months to, you know, finish that, make an appointment, finalize it, save the money. So at that point, then it'll have been a year that I wanted this. And I feel like after wanting something for a year, that's a pretty good time frame when it comes to tattoos, because this is going to be on your body for forever. And logically, a lot changes in a year. But if you still want it after a year, then I feel like that's a pretty good gauge of if it's going to be good for the rest of your life, at least. But that's just me. That's just how I go by the whole process for me, because it really has become a process. I have a spreadsheet that lists everything off, the ones I have, the ones I want, where I want them, details of the design, and notes about the meeting. I'm a little bit anal retentive when it comes to my tattoos, but that's just from years of practice. Oh, good. I'm almost here. I really don't want to go to work today because it's a Friday. Normally, I have Fridays and Saturdays off, but today I took on some extra hours because I'm a broke bitch. I really need a sugar mama. I'm not even gonna lie about it. I really need one. I can get down with like a really attractive MILF or maybe even a cougar, depending on what she looks like and how much money she has. But I would totally go for a sugar mama. But I sincerely doubt that's gonna happen. Sadly. You never know. Maybe when I get to New York, I feel like there's more elite women there. Who knows? Who knows what'll happen? Ugh. I'm at like 72 miles to E, and I need to get more gas, but I'm too lazy. And I don't like getting to work past a certain time. Like, I like being at work at least half an hour early. I think that's just something the military instilled in me. You know, if you're on time, you're late, but if you're early, then you're on time. So I will forever be early to everything because I really get literally anxious and like jittery, nervous type thing if I think I'm going to be late. It's a bad thing. I know. Oh, I didn't even bring anything for breakfast. I was super lazy and I didn't want to get dressed, so since I work for a company that captions phone calls, they really don't care what we wear. We can wear whatever we want. That was one of the main things that appealed to me about this job, because I can have my facial piercings and all my tattoos visible. I don't have to cover any of them. But we also can wear whatever clothes we want, so I have sweatpants and a soccer jersey on. I rolled out of bed and I was like, I'm not doing this. So yeah, I rolled out of bed, fed the animals, brushed my teeth, put a beanie on, and went to work. I didn't eat breakfast. This is not good. This recording is longer than I thought, so I'm probably not going to record myself driving home, because this is a lot longer than I thought it was going to be, and I don't feel like boring you guys anymore, because it's probably going to be about half an hour, because I'm at a stoplight. Yeah. One thing I did accomplish yesterday is I cleaned my car out. It was a fucking mess for like a month. I was like, this is ridiculous. And I threw like a whole fucking trash bag of like just papers and random stuff away that I did not need. I don't even know how the fuck all that shit got in here. It's just me being fucking lazy, really. I don't want to go to work. Hopefully this day goes by fast. Maybe I'll get some interesting calls. Maybe I won't. I don't know. As far as my daily routine goes, I usually have workout clothes with me, which I'm wearing workout clothes, so it's fine. I keep workout clothes with me. I have pre-workout, I have amino acids, and I usually go to the gym for about an hour to maybe two at the most after work. I have a strict workout plan that I do. I work out 6 out of the 7 days of the week. I'm very strict on myself when it comes to working out. I like my body to be at, you know, like the top optimal condition. I'm always striving to be more physically fit. I really enjoy my body the way it is. I'm not gonna lie, I'm very proud of myself, love my body, but I always want to be better. I always want to strive for more. What's today? It's Friday, so that means it is chest and tricep day. Oh god, no, this will be fun. At least it's not leg day, because I fucking hate leg day. So yeah, I go to the gym for a few hours during the day, depending on the day. Sundays there's a farmer market, Mondays there's a farmer's market that I go to. Thursdays I do acro yoga, and every once in a while I'll go and do aerial silks, because those are two things that also keep me physically fit that I enjoy. So those are other things I do in my life when I'm not working or hanging out with friends. Yeah. Anyway, I just got to work, and thankfully this is not half an hour. I'm going to have to edit this later. Hope you guys enjoyed these weird ramblings about everything that is my life. If you want to know anything more, if you want to be friends, if you want to get to know me, please send me a message. I have no life, kind of. I always like friends, even if they're on the internet. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Have a great day.